Hey folks, right now I'm writing my King Dude Rubs Cast Iron and Grill Cookbook, and I want your swine and Black Angus-based success stories for it. Send me your stories to steak@whitechurch.com, and don't forget the pictures, because people like them pictures.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, March 18th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia, and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken echoing Biden, saying he believes Russia is committing war crimes in Ukraine. The White House isn't interested in getting into World War III. Moderna appeals to the FDA to authorize a fourth COVID-19 booster. And the laptop of Hunter Biden is still in the news, and the White House is still dodging questions about it. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken echoes Biden, saying he believes Russia is committing war crimes in Ukraine. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
The U.S.'s Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Thursday that he personally believes war crimes have been committed in Ukraine, a day after Biden labeled Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal for the first time since Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, President Biden said that, in his opinion, war crimes have been committed in Ukraine. Personally, I agree, Blinken said. Intentionally targeting civilians is a war crime. After all the destruction of the past few weeks, I find it difficult to conclude that the Russians are doing otherwise. Before the U.S. officially labels Putin's actions as war crimes, Blinken said State Department experts from the Office of Global Criminal Justice are documenting and evaluating evidence for a formal determination and will share the findings with those responsible for accountability, but he acknowledged reports on intentional attacks from the bombing of a drama theater housing children to opening fire at people waiting in line for bread. If the United States takes the step of formally labeling Putin as a war criminal, then it will be interesting to see whether or not other nations' leaders will follow suit. Will the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson do so? What about Emmanuel Macron, the President of France? Really, the United States will be the tipping point in the labeling of Putin as a war criminal. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The White House on Wednesday stood firm on its opposition to a no-fly zone over Ukraine after Volodymyr Zelensky made an appeal for further assistance during a rare wartime speech to both chambers of Congress. In his address to Congress, Zelensky again called on the Biden administration to help enforce a no-fly zone in Ukraine to protect civilians. We are in very close touch with the Ukrainians. Nothing that he asked for or said today was a surprise in that sense. If we were President Zelensky, we would be asking for everything possible as well, Psaki told reporters. He's watching his country and his people be attacked and brutalized by President Putin and the Russian military. But how Biden makes decisions is through the prism of our own national security. And as we have said before, a no-fly zone would require implementation. It would require us potentially shooting down Russian planes, NATO shooting down Russian planes, and we are not interested in getting into World War III. Drug maker Moderna asked the FDA on Thursday to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The request is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request earlier this week for the regulator to approve a booster shot for all seniors. Moderna said its request for an additional dose was based on recently published data generated in the U.S. and Israel following the emergence of Omicron. On Tuesday, Pfizer and its partner BioNTech asked U.S. regulators to authorize an additional booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine for seniors, saying data from Israel suggests older adults would benefit. Our quote of the day, a soul that walks in love neither rests nor grows tired, St. John of the Cross. And coming up, our saint of the day, someone who was declared a doctor of the church in 1822. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hello, Crusaders. Rick Barrett here. Are you in the market for a custom AR-15 or AR-10? Then let me introduce you to Daedalus Tactical. Eric and Corey at Daedalus Tactical will build you a reliable, affordable, and one-of-a-kind firearm. I need you to go to DaedalusTactical.com and check out their custom-built firearms. Now, if you don't see something that you want, you can send them your specs, and the good folks at Daedalus Tactical will build that for you. Because Daedalus Tactical has a group of trusted gunsmiths. I want you to use the promo code CRUSADER556. That's Crusader, F-I-V-E-F-I-V-E-6, and get 35% off your order. They're going to ship your firearm to your federal firearm license dealer. They're not going to ship it to your home. So make sure that gun shop is active and that the dealer knows your rifle is going to be delivered to them. Once again, go to DaedalusTactical.com and let them build you a reliable and affordable and one-of-a-kind firearm today.
Our saint of the day is Saint Cyril of Jerusalem. The crises that the church faces today may seem minor when compared with the threat posed by the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ and almost overcame Christianity in the 4th century. Cyril was to be caught up in the controversy, accused of Arianism by Saint Jerome, and ultimately vindicated both by the men of his own time and by being declared a doctor of the church in 1822. The White House has avoided questions related to an ongoing Department of Justice investigation into Hunter Biden and the now infamous laptop belonging to Hunter uncovered by journalists in 2020. The laptop containing emails detailing how Hunter used his father's political power as leverage in overseas business dealings was first reported by the New York Post during the heat of the 2020 presidential race. In the wake of a New York Times report released this week claiming to authenticate the emails, citing anonymous sources, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, when asked if the president has changed his view that the Post story was a bunch of garbage in a Russian plant, I would point you to the Department of Justice and also to Hunter Biden's representatives. He doesn't work in the government. When pressed on whether she stood by her assessment in October 2020 that the Post story was Russian disinformation, Psaki gave an identical answer. And now, a cultural affairs brief with Christopher.
As bombs reportedly continue to fall on Ukraine in the skirmish between that nation and Russia under the leadership of Vladimir Putin, we are reminded of the many innocent civilians on both sides of the conflict who are affected and harmed. For example, Helena Hutchins, a young Ukrainian cinematographer, was mercilessly gunned down in cold blood by a ruthless tyrant. That tyrant, Alec Baldwin, who it turns out was actually responsible for firing the first shot in aggression against the Ukrainian people. I'm Christopher Lawrence, and this has been a Cultural News Brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.